And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In area softball action Friday night, it was Newell Fonda over Atlantic by a score of 15-1. Elsewhere, Earlham blanked Ogden 4-0. East Mills was a 5-0 winner over Stanton. In a doubleheader softball game, it was Kemper Catholic over Red Oak 11-2 in the first game, 12-0 in the second. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Bedford 16-1. It was Moulton Udell over Orion Maxburg in softball, 14-2. Prairie Valley downing Panorama, 6-0. Waukee blew past Glenwood, 10-0. It was Wayne over East Union, 15-2. Also in softball, Winterset beating Sioux City Bishop Heelan, 13-4. And Winterset downing Webster City, 19-8. In baseball action, Coon Rapids Baird was a 5-2 winner over Arweva. In the top of the fourth is when that game was called. Because of the weather, Earlham beat I-35 Truro 6-2. It was Guthrie Center over Adair Casey in five innings, 11-1. Lennox downing Southeast Warren Liberty Center, 8-1. Also in high school baseball, Lewis Central beat Missouri Valley in four innings, 18-0. And it was Southeast Valley over Panorama in five innings, 17-6. The College World Series game between Virginia and Mississippi was suspended after a 93-minute lightning and rain delay at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha Friday night. The game, tied at zero apiece, will resume today at 2 o'clock Central Time with Virginia batting in the top of the ninth inning. The Cavaliers will have runners on first and second base. A news release from the NCAA said persons with a game ticket for Game 12 can bring it to the stadium for re-entry to the game. Those who have flash seat tickets can bring their credit card or the mobile app to the gate for entry. Now, Virginia would advance to next week's best of three finals with a win. If Mississippi wins, the teams would play again on Sunday. Texas and Vanderbilt will play a second bracket final tonight beginning at 7 o'clock following the Longhorns' 4-0 win on Friday. That game was originally delayed because of lightning. Heavy rain moved in and forced the suspension, though. More than an inch of rain fell in a half an hour at TD Ameritrade Park. Now, those who have season tickets for that game will need to use the conditional ticket marked for 7 p.m., according to the NCAA. Reserve tickets go on sale this morning beginning at 10 o'clock at the box office. And if needed, the NCAA said it will hold a deciding game between the University of Mississippi and the University of Virginia on Sunday. Omaha fire officials are offering a few tips on how to stay cool in the heat for those attending the College World Series. The departments of baseball fans and others outside in temperatures in the mid-80s and higher should drink more fluids than usual and avoid very cold drinks or those with alcohol and high amounts of sugar. Officials also recommend wearing light-colored, loose-fitting clothing and staying in the shade if possible. No people or pets should ever be left in a closed park vehicle on a warm day. Officials say those at greater risk for heat-related illness are infants and young children over the age of 65 and people who are already ill. Cubs executive Theo Epstein says he's pleased with Manny Ramirez's impact on the organization so far, and the former Major League star could join AAA Iowa next week. Ramirez signed a minor league deal in May and reported to the team's facility in Mesa, Arizona to get some at-bats in extended spring training. When Ramirez reports to Iowa, he will be a player coach for Chicago's top farm club. Asked about Ramirez on Friday, Epstein says probably sometime next week that he's ready to go to Iowa, but we're not in a rush because he's making an impact with the young kids in Arizona. The 42-year-old Ramirez is a .312 hitter with 555 home runs in 2,302 games, covering 19 Major League seasons. In Major League Baseball, A.J. Burnett scattered seven hits for his first complete game of the year, and the Philadelphia Phillies won their season-high fifth in a row, beating the St. Louis Cardinals 5-1 Friday night. The Phillies' winning streak has come on the road. They've won 9 of 11 overall. St. Louis has dropped 3 in a row after winning 5 straight. The Toronto Blue Jays fell behind 8-0 on Friday in Cincinnati after just absorbing a 3-game sweep by the Yankees, but the Jays managed to pull off the second-greatest comeback in team history to keep their 1.5-game lead in the AL East. Edwin Encarnacion pressed a pair of 3-run homers, including the blast in the 5th-run ninth that pushed the Jays past the Reds, 14-9. Elsewhere in the majors, Oakland blew an early 3-0 lead before Coco Crisp hit an RBI single in the 8th inning to push the A's past Boston 4-3. C.J. Cron clubbed a solo homer, and David Freese added a pair of RBI singles as the Angels downed Texas 7-3 in Anaheim. Rick Porcello tossed six shutout innings, and the Tigers hit a pair of homers in a 6-4 triumph at Cleveland. Elsewhere in the major leagues, the Mariners blew a 5-0 lead before Brad Miller hit a tie-breaking solo homer in the ninth inning of Seattle's 7-5 victory at Kansas City. The Yankees picked up their fourth straight win by beating Baltimore 5-3 on Carlos Beltran's three-run homer in the bottom of the ninth. Jared Cossart scattered six hits in eight shutout innings to pitch Houston past Tampa Bay 3-1. Minnesota beat the Chicago White Sox 5-4. Evan Gattis stretched his hitting streak to 19 games before providing a tie-breaking RBI single in the 13th inning of Atlanta's 6-4 win at Washington. Juan Segura homered twice, and Ryan Braun had three hits in Milwaukee's 13-10 slugfest over the Rockies in Colorado. Also, Aaron Hill drove in two runs, and Josh Kometer labored for five innings before Arizona completed a 4-1 sweep against San Francisco. The NL West leading Giants have dropped six straight and 9 of 10. San Diego rallied for three runs in the bottom of the ninth to beat Los Angeles Dodgers 6-5. Also, the Cubs are a National League leading 18-13 since May the 17th after their fourth win in five games with a 6-3 decision over Pittsburgh. And Adani Echevarria drove in two runs, and left fielder Marcell Ozuna cut down the potential tying run at the plate in the eighth and ninth innings to lead Miami 3-2 over the New York Mets. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.